All his authority derived from his father. The girl had to understand that.
"You won't be far," he promised. "You'll have a house, with guards and servants, and I'll visit as often as I am able."
Shay kicked shut the door. Through the cloudy panes of the narrow window, he could make out the great sept of Baelor crowning Visenya's hill. But Tyrion was distracted by a different sight. Bending, Shay took her gown by the hem, drew it over her head, and tossed it aside. She did not believe in small clothes.
"You'll never be able to rest," she said, as she stood before him, pink and nude and lovely, one hand braced on her hip. "You'll think of me every time you go to bed, and you'll get hard, and you'll have no one to help you, and you'll never be able to sleep unless you—" She grinned, that wicked grin Tyrion liked so well. "Is that why they call it the Tower of the Hand, my lord?"
"Be quiet and kiss me," he commanded. He could taste the wine on her lips and feel her small firm breasts pressed against him as her fingers moved to the lacings of his breeches.